Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Schlansky and my co-host with the most is Tim Hannon.
I have the most opinions. That's what I have the most of.
The most wrong opinions. Boom!
That's also an opinion.
Got him, ladies and gentlemen. Got him. Hey! It's a new year. New year, new Tim.
New year, same old me. Sorry. I don't have enough energy I don't have enough energy to change tricks.
Perfect.
This old dog's ready to get put down. So
I can do that for you.
I know.
I got plenty of property. Just come on out. We got a quarry not too far from here. We'll just dump your car in there.
That's fair. Oh no, not the new car. No.
Yep, it's gotta go. I mean, what do you care if you're not here?
That's fair.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. We're gonna do one of our, I'm gonna call it classic. Now that we've done it for about a month, one of our classic unit breakdowns again today. We're gonna get to the Republic LAT. I'm very excited about that. And also we got two new segments. Segments is a strong word, but what we did is, if you're not on our on our Discord server, which you can join by being a Patreon member, any level, you could just do $1 a month, which would actually really be helpful because I'm sure you heard it at the beginning of the episode, but you know, we pay all our staff, and so that's how we pay them, is through Patreon. But if you join Patreon, you also get access to the Fifth Trooper Discord server, which is just a ton of conversations about everything from Legion and other things. We've got like an MCP section. We got Shatterpoint. We talk about RPGs. One of our writers, Kingsley, is talking with people about Star Wars Unlimited on there. So you get direct access to the entire staff at TFT and other fans and Legion players. But long way around to say we started two new kind of channels in our Patreon Discord server. And basically one, there was a listener who wanted us to do like a mailbag, like an old school radio show, where you can kind of ask us a question or comment and we'll read it on air. So we've got one of those for today. Then the other segment that we're going to try to do, hopefully every episode, because we're not going to spend a lot of time on these, but just quick dips, is we also are doing list reviews. So our patrons can send a list in to us, and we will read it, you know, their Patreon handle and their list, and we'll make fun of them. Or not. Or we'll be surprised.
It's called constructive criticism. All right.
Mine will not be constructive. Mine will just be criticism.
It's thinly veiled constructive criticism.
Get off my Patreon. You suck.
Deconstructive criticism.
Yeah, so we're going to do all that today. Those are our two new segments, plus our unit breakdown. But first and foremost, I wanted to talk about an event coming up. One that's near and dear, not only physically to me, but also to my heart, is Golden Sprue, which is going on up here in upstate New York. It's a town called Schenectady. It's close to Albany, which is the capital of New York, if you didn't know. Not New York City, Albany. And so this is a great event. It's a weekend up in the Great White North here. Evan Bulris is putting the event on. We did it last year. It was an amazing event. We had tons of people up. It's very much how I would describe a party event.
Yes.
So,
I was just going to say, it was last year. I don't think any of us expected it. Like, we expected it to be good, but I don't think any of us expected it to be that fun. There's absolutely regular Legion going, because someone, I had a local that was asking about this. There's absolutely regular Legion going on, sure, but that's not like I'm gonna go play regular Legion. I'm there to go hang out with my friends, and there'll be some Legion played, but it's also gonna be a tons of other stuff going on too.
Yeah, and I think too, okay, so what I would say to that is there's absolutely a ton of regular Legion going on, which is great. But in to that vein, even though it's fun, you're going to have a ton of competitive players there as well. So one of the big things is this could be an opportunity for you to get into a competitive event before Worlds. That's not like hyper competitive. That's not like, oh, I gotta get my Worlds ticket from this one, but we'll have enough players that it'll be competitive enough, to get you moving. I will say this. The link is going to be in the details below. I know some people have pointed out the price point is a little steep. Here's my answer to that. The prize support is off the chains. Like tons, like I can't even talk about all of it because they haven't released it yet, but like the ones I can talk about, tons of paint sets, tons of brushes. There's going to be like real, like not that like nonsense best painted army judging, but like legit like pro painters are coming in because there's also like a bunch of 40K and like other stuff going on at this event. So there's legit painters coming in looking at stuff. It's a really great event and the prize support's gonna be crazy. I'm bringing a bunch of prize support from the Fifth Trooper. In addition, we're streaming the event too, so I'll be there with my stream set up. And so I'm gonna put the link in the check out the comment below. We're gonna go ahead and wait. Why don't you go ahead, click that link and sign up. Come on up to Upstate New York. It'll be fun.
There's also included in that link, should be in that link, is a discounted hotel block as well. I think they still have rooms available, so you can do that as well. So you can stay at the host hotel. There's a couple hotels in the area, so if you don't get it, it's no big deal. But I mean, it's
I
easier just to stay at
always
the host
recommend
one.
people to stay at the one that the event's at, just
Oh
because
yeah,
it's because you just walk downstairs and you're there.
that's the best.
And so yeah, please sign up. Let's keep these numbers going. I think they can have up to 48. So there's definitely spots left. So I would encourage you, if you were on the fence, don't be on the fence. Just come do it. We're all gonna be there. We're gonna have a good time. You could come ask me questions. You could come pick my brain about stuff, like whatever you want. We'll be there.
I'm going to LVO the weekend before,
Okay.
and while I love LVO, I'm very excited. LVO's probably my favorite event. This is, I think, almost taking that spot for me. This is just so much fun, and it's Evan makes sure that everyone's having fun and everyone's having a good time. They have like a little drink cart there. There's places we go to afterwards and stuff like that. So it's Vegas is great, but then this is the next weekend right after, and it's probably gonna be, for me, almost like a breath of fresh air. So it'd be great. It'd be great.
Well, it'll definitely be like it's a cheaper cost of living overall,
Yeah,
to
considering I
do it
can
out
drive
there.
there instead of, I don't have to fly over, but yeah.
But yeah,
Doesn't
and
cost me a vacation.
Evan's got some really cool like prizes. Not just the prize support that everybody gets, but he's got some really interesting like prizes for the winner and stuff. So I'm really excited about it. So if you're on the fence, go sign up now. Let's get those numbers up. We want people to come. It's a fun event. I think there's every I think at least one person from every single podcast we have is going to be there. So Nick Bodnar is going to be there. Mike Barry's going to be
Cirillo.
there. Dashes Cirillo's going to be there. Evan, me, you. So you'll definitely get six to seven Fifth Troopers there.
I don't know if he's making it, but I think Zach Barry was trying to make it. I don't know if he's
Oh,
going to
dude,
make
that
it or
would be
not.
crazy.
He's trying. He made it last year. He was here last year. It was a blast. So we'll see if he can work it out with the home schedule and everything like that.
Yeah, that would
But
be
yeah.
incredible. So yeah, go sign up and we're streaming as well. So listen, I think you should be there. But if you're not understood, hop on the stream and support us that way. So that would be cool. All right, so that's that.
I will say, if you're willing to, and if you're able to, if you want to fly in, you're probably best bet flying to Albany, I would say, and then driving it from Albany. So for those that are so inclined, that might be easier too.
Yeah, that's 100% what you would do. Yeah, because it's like it's probably an hour. It's like 30 minutes from Albany's airport or something, and then it's but like 2 hours from Syracuse. So,
There's actually a fair amount of flights that go in and out of Albany.
oh yeah. I mean, it's the
So,
capital. It's the capital of New
yeah.
York, everybody. Come on.
Is it though?
It is.
Is
I
it
mean, it is the capital of New York.
legally speaking?
I would not say the most popular state, but that seems to be how most states work, though, right?
Well, that's
Yeah.
what no one knows what the capital of Australia is.
Right.
It's not Sydney.
Melbourne.
No, Canberra.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but yeah, it's weird, right? Albany, but then New York City is not the capital. Like, I would say rank of popularity of our cities is probably New York, Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester, Albany.
I would flip. Well, that's. Ooh, Rochester and Syracuse could probably go neck to neck for that one. That's we could duke it out for that
I don't
one.
think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. You know why? And here's why I say that.
Oh, you got the state fair.
Yeah, and we have SU, which is a national,
That's fair. Yeah,
basketball and
no.
football team that people are aware of. So I think
Yeah,
that
that's
kind of puts
true.
us ahead a little bit.
Agreed, agreed. I forgot
Rochester's
about
just the
SU.
city in between Buffalo and Syracuse. And for all of you folks from Rochester, I'm not sorry.
We know you are. It's okay.
All right. So that was the Golden Sprue. Please go sign up, please. All right. Mailbag, mailbag. Hey there,
Here's the
Tim. I got
mail.
some mail. Why don't you pick it up? Here's the mail, Tim. This song is enough. All
I don't get defunded.
right.
Yeah. Don't make it sound like another song
Yeah,
that is
right. Yeah. And
copyrighted.
we lost all our $2 we make off of each video. All right, so this is again from our Patreon Discord. $1 we'll get you on the Patreon, we'll get you into the Discord. That's $1 a month. Shadows Phantom 2222, that's 2222. So they say, so I kind of have two questions here that sort of tie together. First off, how do you think Clone Commandos and Delta Squad will be designed? Like, what are some of the neat features or play ideas you would like to see? The second question is, does Republic's ability to faction share tokens so easily and to also fire support large amounts make it difficult to create more interesting and strong units in Republic without breaking the game? If you think so, what are some ways you think AMG can do to work around this? Love the idea of the mailbag and love the podcast. Thanks for everything, guys. That really says that, everybody. So I'm not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They
If
really
you
do love the idea of the mailbag, and they really do love this podcast.
join in, you can see. It's
You
great.
could see this, that I'm not lying. Okay, I think you handle the second one first.
yes, but here's a real question. Is it Shadows Phantom or is it Shadow Schvantum? I've heard of Schvantum.
All right.
Anyway,
Maybe it's
yes.
Sha maybe it's a name, and that's the middle name. It's Shadow S Phantom.
I like a top hat.
Yeah.
I'm Shadow S Phantom.
Monocle,
Thank you.
cane.
Show up to Golden Sprue with a monocle,
Why, I'm
please.
Shadow S Phantom. Welcome to
Anyway,
Golden Sprue. Yeah. He's made his money on the dark web.
all 200 2,222 dollars effort.
Yeah, that's his net worth.
That's, yeah. Wow, Mr. Fancy Pants over here.
At the
Big
end of every
bucks.
business day, that's what his bank account has to look like, no matter ups or downs that he had.
Gotcha, give it all away.
Yeah.
Has to equal 2,222.
Yeah.
Anyway, I agree with you. I think we tackled the second one first. I don't know about you, but I don't think it's a stretch to say this, but this has been my belief for a long time. I think Republic is the hardest faction to balance in this game.
Yeah.
Because you have, even with token sharing being adjusted, which helped a lot. I think it's great that we did that. I have no qualms with that. But you still have things like Padme and Anakin and Yoda.
And Yoda,
So
yep.
you still have access to other tokens that aren't yours, and token sharing, even outside of the traditional clone token sharing. And
Yep.
then you have that too.
Well, I think you said this, or we said this, but I'm pretty sure it was this cast, and I'm pretty sure it was you. But that when you're giving an entire faction, for the most part, you know, this kind of action economy where you're handing these very valuable things out for basically free, balancing becomes a real problem.
Yeah. So I don't envy game developers or designers in general, but especially for Republic. I think there's a lot of cool unit ideas that we could talk about for a million years, but cool balanced units and how they actually play out is really tricky,
especially in competitive, right? And I have to say, I know, like, early on when AMG first pulled, like, they were like, oh, we're not really worried about competitive, but I think since they got the new developer on, that's shifted, that they are very concerned, and you can see that in the design and how things have been developed, but that for the most part things have been pretty well balanced. I think there's some outliers, but again, I think I said this on this cast too, I'm doing game development for Dungeons and Dragons Onslaught, and I have some expansions that'll be coming out soon, and that has given me a completely different view on game development and balance and all that stuff. And like, I think I called Alex and Luke both and was like, dude, I'm so sorry for giving you guys shit about all of this. And I say the same, AMG, if you're listening, all the shit I've given you in the past, I'm sorry. It is not the easiest thing, and I can tell now that you guys have been trying. So I appreciate that. And so to this question, coming up with unique things, I think you can do it, but it's in a way where it's like the Wookiees, right? Where they don't even care about the token. It's as if token sharing doesn't even exist to them, right? Except for Yoda, I guess. But like,
Padme.
But the whole like the token generation triggering thing,
right?
Is not a problem. Is not something you have to consider with them, because sure, they like the tokens and they like to get them, but overall, it doesn't break anything. So I think if you did stuff like that, the problem with, I think, the Clone Commandos is going to be, will be tough to balance, because they're probably going to be clone troopers, right? And they're going
to
be able to share.
They have to be.
Right. Yeah. They're going to be able to share. As far as,
well,
go ahead.
And it's also tricky, I think, with Delta Squad and whatnot too, and Clone Commandos in general, whether it's named Delta Squad or whatever, but to make them better than ARCs, who are already a really good unit, without breaking them, I have ideas, but I don't know, like, they have to be completely fleshed out and like tested over and over again, really. I think my thing to segue a little bit into that, what I would like to see, and I don't think they've talked about this anywhere, so I don't think I'm saying something they've already said.
Yeah.
I would really like to see it where they treat it kind of like we have for Inferno, where you can take like a member of a commando and, you know, put him over here.
Yeah.
I know that's probably, maybe that's more Bad Batch and less Clone Commando. But I think you could argue that a Clone Commando fits into a regular squad too, and like would rally a regular squad of troops too.
This is how I would do it. I would do it like Inferno. So you would,
that's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. I'm sorry. Wait, what was that? Oh, I was thinking, Mandalorians. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you said Inferno. I meant Clan Ren. Okay.
Yes, but that's a good example, though. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Sorry. I was like,
no, you're fine.
I heard the word and my brain wanted to say other words. Because I was actually reading about Clone Commandos at the same time, because I was like, who was, and it was Pons. I was trying to remember the name of the, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So like, you could have, like Pons be like any of those guys, right, that can go into a regular clone squad, or, you know, maybe it's three named characters that make up I think that kind of ticks the box of balance by giving them like that off number that both Inferno and Clan Ren do.
And you could argue too, maybe where I don't know if there are five named clone commandos, but just for whatever, for argument's sake, say there's five named clone commandos, but you can only bring three. Would be really cool. That would be a nice utility knife kind of situation where you're able to change out to exactly what you need to fit the situation, which I think would be really cool. I'm also, just as a side note about them, I'm really curious to see where their weapon configuration comes in, because that part of the game for Bulk Commando was how your gun can go from, like a assault rifle down to a pistol and things like that. So I'm really curious to see. I mean, we have configurations in the game, so it's not like it's a stretch, but I'm just curious to see what those configurations look like. And to me, I would like to see them cycle a little bit easier than a traditional one that we have, because a lot of the ones you have right now, you have to like refresh to switch it around. And I'd like to see, because it's so integral to like what they are, I would like to see them have a little bit more ease of switching around or something like that.
So okay, so here's something interesting. And I'm just reading on Wikipedia for anybody wondering. Just 'cause I listen, I wasn't as like Mike and Kyle are very good at all the Clone Wars like information. I haven't watched it as much as they, and frankly, not as big a fan of the Clone Wars era. Not saying I don't like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying I really love, and I don't even want to say I don't even mean the original trilogy. I just love the idea, like Andor plays in this space, Rogue One, Mandalorian, like this almost apocalyptic version of the galaxy where like it's more like a Western or a samurai movie. Like that's more my, like that's what I love about Star Wars.
That's fair. Well, and I this is going to be a tangent, but it makes a good point. I would like to see, we all talk about like what we want to see one day in Star Wars and whatnot. I think one of the things that's missing from there, and that they tried to do a little bit with the sequels and it just didn't quite work out, but I'd like to see us work out somehow, some way to do it, to have a big Empire-esque power that's in power. Because right now, like if you look at Mandalorian, the New Republic A is arguably the good guys, and that is a little bit gray. I understand that, but more or less the good guys, gooder, how about that? But also they're not super powerful. They're not like everywhere all the time. And I would like to see, I think the sequels, or sorry, wow, the sequels, goodness gracious. I think the original trilogy was a little ahead of its time. And so, meaning before TV shows and things like that, I think nowadays you could have TV shows that would explore what it's like to live under that power, like Andor. And I think that's
Oh,
part of the reason
dude.
why Andor is so successful, is because
So good.
it's them fighting this oppressive power that's over them, and it's fighting against the odds. And you know that if you mess up, it's not just going to be one guy coming after you, it's a whole organization coming after you. And it's that ominous power over everyone is a really cool driving force that's a little missing right now.
Well, and it's like,
I
The
know this is a
clone,
tangent, I'm sorry.
no, it's okay, and I'm gonna go on one too. The Clone Wars, it's just, to me, is just superhero battles. Like it's just a bunch of superheroes that, like a Cad Bane superhero, Jedi superheroes, like all these superheroes, and then these super, like, and then they got these big armies behind them, and it's just these, it's just, it never really, it's not the day to day, like, dude, I don't think we're gonna make it through this. Like what, like this thing is like a huge burden. Like we've got to rise up to fight. Like, like I never got that kind of, anyways,
No,
that's
I
a
get what
tangent.
you're saying. I would argue I like the less of the hero side of it and more of the big battle of having a traditional army versus a traditional army, kind of like
That's cool.
old war style, where it's like firing lines against firing
Listen,
lines.
the prequels, the Gungans versus the droids on Naboo is probably one of my favorite scenes, right? And that really struck a chord with me when I was younger. But like, and I do like the prequel movies a lot. Just the Clone Wars show just is more, not really my speed. It's just not my speed.
That's
Anyway,
fair. Yeah,
anyways,
that's all right. That's all
so
right. Anyway.
Delta Squad, what I was looking up here, They actually have four named characters. So they have Boss, Fixer, Sev, and Scorch. So the, and then here's the interesting thing, which kind of ties in. I didn't know that this, by the way, what a great segue for today, but I didn't know this, is that they were deployed from LAT gunships into battle zones.
Hey,
So
so what I'm hearing is Entourage Lat
maybe.
for all those triple Lat garlists,
But
you
yeah,
know?
so I think that's kind of our take. Thanks to Shadow S Phantom 2222. You're the real hero. Tip of the hat to you, sir.
We tip our 22222 to you,
Yeah,
so.
that's right. All right. So next on the agenda is this is the list review, our Patreon supporter. List review. Ba, 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 ba. And this is coming from Saruman the White Dash Cliff. So, is that because he got pushed off the cliff, or like, what are we?
You know, one might argue with the spelling of it and with the dash and everything. I think his name's just Cliff. But I like your version better.
Yeah, he got
So
pushed.
I'm here for that.
What was it? Because that was in the extended, right? Like Wormtongue comes up behind him, stabs him, and throws him
Little
off the
stabby
cliff.
stabby.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever hear about how they did that scene and how he
Yeah.
knew what he's like, that's not what someone being stabbed
Yeah, because
sounds
he was
like.
actually in the SAS or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh man.
he's what they based James Bond off of, but yeah.
Wild. It's wild. That is the actor who played Saruman is who we're speaking of. Okay, go look that video up.
Who also had Sir Christopher Lee, who
Yeah.
also had a metal career
Yeah.
and played metal guitar, including a metal Christmas album. Anyway.
He's a maniac. Anyways, all right. So I'm on the white that got pushed off the cliff. Here's his list. Their list. This was the explanation. This is my CIS double bounty list. It has the B1s with the E5Ss for range sniping and the AAT for anti-armor. I get a lot of synergy out of generic super attack directing to the AAT, who then passes it on to the B1 chain. Sometimes I can even move things around to get the super attack in order as well. It's good on objectives, probably not so much on things like breakthrough, hostage, etc. Tim. Off air, you had a great point. What is this going to get eaten up by?
Melee.
Yeah.
If I'm a saber user, all I have to do is just make sure I can hide well enough and then hop from line of sight blocker to line of sight blocker. And then once I'm in your line, it's
Yeah.
pretty much it. Cad Bane might be able to put up a little bit of a fight, but
So
mostly over.
here's the list for our audio listeners. If you're listening audio, you can join us on YouTube and see the visual here. But he has a super attack droid with underworld connections, prepared supplies. He has Cad Bane with up close and personal situational awareness, comms relay, prepared supplies, electro gauntlets, smoke grenades. He also has Bossk with hunter targeting scopes. He has four battle B1s with E5S and an extra battle droid. And he has the AAT with the OOM series droid pilot. High energy shells, armor piercing, link targeting array. For commands, they take mechanized incursion, I'm your worst nightmare, reptilian rampage, orbital strike, I make the rules now, lying in wait, and of course, standing orders, as we all have to take. Then, right now, this is what they had in for their objective deck: recover, sabotage, intercept key positions. Then they have advanced positions, roll out, major offensive, long march. Minefield clear, fortified, and supply drop. Yeah, I would not have minefield in this list. It's nice for the AT, but it's going to eat everything else up. It becomes a real problem. Like, especially with CAD, like if I'm your opponent and I know that you're going to start bouncing CAD around, like I'm going to put my mines where I think you're going to go. Like,
Yeah, you're gonna put a mine right by the center objective, and
yeah.
then yeah, and then if you put Cad there, he's gonna die
Right. Or if
or
you,
take wounds unnecessarily.
yeah, if you give me intercept and minefield, I'll just put the mine next to my intercept.
Right. Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
and like, okay, well, you're not popping up near my intercepts, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, so I really like the list.
Okay.
I love Double Bounty. I love tanks. So this scratches a lot of itches. I love having heavies. My only thing is I would maybe swap some things around, Because the battle droids are not the main bulk of what you're doing, right? Like your bounty hunters and your tank are your main go-to. It's having the heavies on the battle droids is nice, but it's not mandatory. And so I would maybe change one or two of those into either a med bot or a PK worker.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Either repair the tank or heal Bossk or something like that, you know.
Yeah, I like
Probably for the
that.
tank, most likely.
I mean, overall, I it's a gun line, and I like the idea of, whole, like, I would probably pull roll out of here too, or maybe keep it in. No, you want to pull it out, because I think if you face any other heavy like lists, they're going to eat you alive. So I would pull it out. But I like the idea of having the tank, the battle droids, and boss kind of just sitting back and like eating things up as they're coming at you, while Cad does Cad things and bounces around and like, does maybe recover or whatever, whatever he's gonna do. I like the idea of it. I think eight activations is tough, even with the pass system right now, especially these eight activations, just because they all give you, how can I explain it? It's kind of like they give you like a medium oomph, but not like a high oomph. So you're spreading your activations across things that are, they're okay. Don't get me wrong. They're all okay, but I think it's interesting. But yeah, listen, I think at the end of the day, it seems like it would be a ton of fun. So I think that may be worth the price of admission alone.
And I don't know what's hold on, let me pull up super the regular super attack as direct AI unit so you could do. So here's what I would do, right? The only thing I would maybe change around is let's argue. I was thinking how I could do this points wise. I would argue changing even just one of your E5Ss into an E5C with a worker droid. So you still have a heavy and a worker droid.
We do the
Ditch. Oh, here,
E5C,
I'll let you do it. Yeah,
ditch
well,
the droid, and we get a worker droid, you said?
worker droid PK. So it should put you six over. So drop prepared supplies on the STD. Yeah, leave it on CAD. Although arguably you could either remove. Here's where you have options. You could look at smoke grenade.
I
Could do
take
that.
smoke grenade off.
Well, or because you're only what you 1 point shy, right? So all you would have to do is you could also change the to the T series because the T series is five, the is seven.
Yeah, and what's the difference where you get, so you coordinate with the and your
And
field?
then
I guess
T series you just
you don't get
AI.
coordinate though.
No, but you have direct from the STD, so you're still going to be triggering everybody anyway. So you're not losing anything. You don't need the coordinate on the tank if you don't have to worry about an order on the tank because you have the T series.
I would take smoke off for before
That's
I
fair.
took based on what they wanted to do with it. But yeah,
That's fair.
798. It's not bad.
I just that we have a little bit of repair out there. And then you still have three
Man,
E5Ss. I mean,
I
my
would.
goodness gracious, three E5Ss plus Bossk plus the tank.
Yeah.
I mean, you're have a great gun line, and Cad Bane can eat up anything that gets too close.
Yep.
And again, I think I will say, even though we said that about melee, he can still go toe to toe with some melee users. He's just be
Yeah.
careful. Oh yeah, he has gauntlets. Okay, I was gonna say if he doesn't have gauntlets, that's a mistake. But yeah, he's got the gauntlets.
Yeah, and I would almost like I would pull, so I'd pull minefield and maybe put hostile or war weary in there.
Agreed. I agree with that. I'd just go ahead and throw hostile in there.
Yeah,
Might as well.
hostile,
It's the
and then
easier one.
I know you have a vehicle, but there's a lot of vehicles out there right now, so I would pull rollout, and I would consider danger close or battle lines
I was gonna say
probably.
just do battle lines.
Yeah, other than that, I think,
Because you have the range four tank that is the range four tank, arguably. And so like you
right, you
want
don't
them
want them to
to
then have the advantage, right? I would
right.
almost
If they have a lot
cons
of impact at range three, you don't want them to get those shots like round two.
I would consider pulling out intercept as well,
Yeah, I
and
agree.
maybe do I would do maybe hostage because with CAD. You know, I mean, you're not going to want hostage against like Vader or a Force user, but
Yeah.
I think it gives you a better opportunity than because the problem is you're running low on activations as it is. So when you need something that's required to like pile up with trooper units, it's not great for you in this situation. So that's what I would do.
No, I agree with that.
And then
I
you have all
agree.
This range four too for hostage as well. So as long as you're not playing against a Force user, you'll be able to plink at their hostage carrier on round two pretty easily. So yeah. And then have Cad, you know, Cad could actually bounce, like have an eye put his token where you think they're gonna go and either have it be the bomb or him, like, and he just pops up and like punches him in the face and goes, "Nope, that's mine." And you know.
Yeah, I think there's always this, and really, honestly, Kyle's a better person to talk about this because he's a better player, obviously, than me, but also he's a very experienced CAD player. But I think there's always this propensity to put CAD in the middle.
Yep.
And there's a few problems with that. Number one is it's predictable, which I don't like. Number two is it's normally pretty open, even if there's cover, and there's normally some shots that are going to get taken on him. And yes, he has dodges and all those other cool tricks. He's not invincible. He's really tough to kill, but he's not invincible.
Right.
Especially if you catch him at the right time. But then also, it takes away, I think, some of his utility, because him being in the middle is great. But then again, like, you're maybe grabbing something and then running for your life. Whereas if you put him somewhere where your opponent doesn't expect, can be a lot more. He can be like a harasser. So, okay, yeah, maybe he's not claiming that objective, but he's causing so much chaos behind enemy, almost behind enemy lines, that it can be well worth it, and that's fine.
Yeah, agreed. But so thanks, Saruman the White, off the cliff. Thanks for sending in your list. I hope that helps. And you know what, man? You don't even have to listen to us. You do whatever you want. That's just that's our take on this.
That's right.
All right. All right. Let's move on to the meat and potatoes of.
I was going
to
say, speaking of our take of things.
Yeah.
All right. This is a tough one. I'm not going to lie.
It's going to be great. I'm really excited.
It's a tough one.
About
oh, it's going to be fun. But a Republic Lat.
So today
is a thing that exists.
We're specifically covering the Lat for Republic. We're not going to switch back and forth like we did for the A5 between Rebels and Shadow Collective.
Yep.
Because they're very different. They play very different for the two. So let's go through the Lat. So points wise, they're at 100 points. They've got armor, which is great. Arsenal 2, which is fine on this anyways. cover
on anything else is great. But
yeah. They have cover 1. They have hover air 2, which so you can reverse, strafe, and stand by while moving, ignore terrain height 2 or lower. Immune to blast, melee, and range 1 weapons. And transport 1 closed. They have white on defense with 8 health, 6 resilience, and they surge on defense. They have a built-in fixed front weapon that's twin laser cannons. It's 1-3, and it's a red and 3 blacks. Speed 2. You could put a pilot, an ordnance, and a comms channel on these for upgrades. So, listen. I think the Lat, particularly in Republic, is interesting in the fact that I do like the transport. I do like the transport. And I think a couple years ago, before they kind of changed the close, the Vader Lat bomb was huge. Evan did very well at Adepticon. I think he made top 4 at Adepticon with that. And so I think that's still a possibility, but let's talk about some of the upgrades and then we'll get to what we would put in it. So the first option that you have for 10 points is Clone Commander Fox. Again, this is only for the Republic Lat. You gain Field Commander, you get a free action, and you can choose a friendly trooper unit you are transporting or at range 1-2. It gains a surge and may remove a suppression. Yeah, all right.
Cool.
The next one, Clone Shock Trooper Pilot. Again, only for the Republic Lat. After a unit you are transporting disembarks, it gains one surge token and either an aim or a dodge token for 4 points. I really like this one.
Yep, for
I
four
like this
points,
one a
especially.
lot.
For 4 points, it's great.
The next one is Hound and Grizzer, Republic only. You gain a action observe force. So you can put observe tokens on units at range up to three, and it gains four observe tokens, which are aims for the most part, or rerolls
That
of a die.
would be good if it was a free action.
Yep. I think unless you're doing something specifically where you need a field commander, I don't think you use the first one. I think you're stapling on the clone shock trooper pilot.
Agreed. I agree.
Yeah, for the ordnance, you've got the same that we have for every other heavy vehicle that has ordnance. You got the bunker busters, which are the range up to two. It's the black, three, white, tap, cycle, fixed front. It's scatter and it has blast, so you ignore cover. You have the armor piercing shells, which is two to three. A red, two black, you tap it, cycle, fixed front, impact three. Not bad. You've got the high energy shells, which are, the snipers, the two to four, two red and a white, you tap it, critical one, it cycles and it has high velocity. I don't know. I think what we would need to do is build out. My gut though tells me I would probably want the high energy shells.
Yeah, I can argue though for bunker busters, because I think when you're transporting something, because the scatter can throw them forward, so that way you can get into melee easier.
You know what? Actually, depending on what you're putting in this box, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll just put that on for now. And then comms are normal comms. Command control array, you're not putting that on there. Comms jammer, you're not putting that on the lat. Comms relay, you're not putting that on the lat. Emergency transponders, nope, probably not. HQ uplink, probably not. Hacked comms unit, probably not. Link targeting array, nope.
Not for the
And
Republic lat.
long range
Yeah.
comm link, nope. You're putting onboard comms channel.
That's right.
That is what you're
That's
putting
right.
on it. So at the end
Correct.
of the day, you have 119 points into this thing.
Yep.
So the question is, what do we build around this? So the first thing we need to think about, and this is how I do things, especially when I'm looking at something like this, is I've very much decided this is a transportation vehicle, right? Like it's got
Yep.
a little oomph at range two, right? We're going to be able to do, what is it, four black dice, three white dice, and a red at range two. That's a good shot. That's not
Wait.
bad.
Oh, you're talking about with the bunker busters. Sorry. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
I put those all on. So I
I
put
gotcha.
clone shock, and the bunker busters and comms relay. So you're gonna get in there. You're gonna be able to fire. Maybe do some wounds to something at range two, and then your next thing is to drop something off, and have that do something. So your options are limited. It's Wookiee warriors.
That's it. That's basically it. Although
I
I
could
could
argue for
argue,
Obi-Wan.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of special forces units.
Oh,
I
okay.
could maybe see someone wanting to get arcs like up and close and personal and getting their extra dice. I don't think it's good, but I could
No.
see someone's argument for that. But
I would say Wookiees, you probably if you're gonna
yeah.
go Wookiees, you're gonna go with the shield configuration.
Yeah.
Because the idea is to get them right into the mix. I'd
Yeah.
probably give them tenacity. I would probably give them
Oh, push.
O push. Yeah.
Because then when they're coming out, they're going to come out swinging. And
Yep.
then here's my other thing. This is what I really like. Whenever I can fit it for Wookiees, I like prepare supplies on them for melee
Yeah.
Wookiees because of Duelist. Because then if you get punched back and you don't have a dodge, you can then have an emergency dodge. So it's great against force users. So all of a sudden their pierce is negated, which is
Yeah.
great.
I mean, I almost think you go two of the All right, so I'm gonna go. This is gonna be a crazy, ridiculous list. I'm
Let
gonna
me know
go.
when you're done, because mine's already built for this exact
Okay.
thing.
All right, I'm gonna go two lats,
Yep.
same configs. I'm gonna go clone shock trooper because then once I'm bouncing them out of there, I can give them an aim or a dodge right off the bat,
Yep,
right? Like, so that's good for
exactly.
the Wookiees. So I'm gonna go two Wookiee warriors, same configuration, battle, shield, tenacity, offensive push, and prepared supplies. Okay. Then for my core, I'm probably just gonna load up on, I would probably do phase ones, maybe. I like the Z6, but I'm not at a point yet where I've decided like what else I'm putting. Sorry, I'm just walking you through my list building
Oh
process,
yeah,
right?
no, it makes sense.
So I'm gonna put in three. I'm gonna meet my requirement. I'm not gonna put any heavies on them because I just don't know what else I'm putting in this list yet, right?
Sure.
So then my next thing is I go, all right, well, I need a commander, because I don't have one right now. So the question here is, what do I do? I think the easy answer, cheap answer, is you go clone commander just to get the command slot in, right? But the fact that we have two lats, Commander Cody almost seems like a good option as well. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, to your point, what's great with that is that then you have your lat get its an order, and then onboard comms means your Wookiee's getting an order.
Yep.
Boom, there you go.
Yeah, no matter what, one or both of my lats are getting orders most likely. So
Right.
because these are going to be traveling, I'm gonna give him commanding presence. This is something I used to do with Veers, with like I would run Veers with a double tank, double E-Web, and I would give him commanding presence. So if I didn't feel like moving Veers up with them and I wanted to leave him back a little bit further, I can still give orders.
Does that or long range affect direct? I know that's been
I don't
ruled
know.
somewhere.
Yeah,
It's discussed somewhere. I know
I'm not
someone's
thinking
asked
of
it.
it from a direct standpoint. So if it is bonus, just giving orders in general, that's my thought here. So okay, so now I've got roughly 70, no, I have exactly 72 points left, not roughly. So the question, I'm at eight activations. The question here is, what's my plan? So right now, based on this, the plan is that I would have two lats with two sets of Wookiees disrupting your back line. I mean, and this goes back to the same conversation we had with the snail tank and the Gav tank. Is okay, I'm going to disrupt your lines. So basically, I'm going to have four activations that are going to be occupied, and one to two of them are probably going to be dead by third round, specifically the lats. So the question is, what am I doing in the backfield? So, do I want to pad my activations so I can hold down my backfield? Which in that case, I could just add another phase one, and I still have 20 points. In this case, that's probably what I would do. That's what my gut's telling me right now, is to pad my back line with another, and listen, clones are hard to kill. So you're almost okay with this. So then the question comes, what else could I put in here? So I'll take a look at maybe could maybe put a boil in there for a guardian of Cody. That's 15 points. So I got 5 points left. So, you could, for 5 points, maybe Cody gets recon just to pump him up a little bit so he can get his range four shots in. That lethal impact is no joke,
True, very true.
with the target one. And then observe too. So you want to get in that observe range. Maybe a recon intel on him to get him up a little bit so he can do some of his stuff. Also, it gets him in the position that maybe you don't need commanding presence, or maybe the direct, if the direct is only range, whatever it is, you're not really worried about that. And I have 3 points left. I mean, really at this point, I'm looking to max out, just because I might as well. So I don't know that there's anything I could put on Cody. I don't think I want a grenade on the, maybe smoke would be funny, but
Well, I mean, it gets you to 800, if
yeah,
nothing else.
maybe a
So,
smoke on one of the Wookiees is funny, just to like they come in and pop smoke in front of the lats so the lats can fly away and like, you know, like it's a very like Vietnam, like the drop in smoke from the helicopters so that we can disembark and then mess things up. You know, I think that smoke grenade is fun. You could put it in there. You need the three, you know, you might as well take the 3 points. There's a world where I would consider the droid poppers. That would be interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Not just because of droids, but because of other vehicles. Like, so, you know, let's say my opponent has a tank, or if we were looking at that last list, right? And my opponent has an AAT. And I literally fly the lats in, drop a Wookiee, and hit it with a droid popper so that it can't take an action. You know, that's interesting to me. But yeah, I think really, you know, this is up to you.
So, if I may,
yeah,
if I may. So my version is very close, very,
okay,
very close. But so you have double lat. Right.
Yep.
And I should say my version of double lat, double Wookiee. How about that? Because at this
Okay.
point, we're very like niche
Yeah.
in what we're
Yeah. Yeah.
doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have double lat, same exact thing on the lat of shock trooper, bunkers, and onboard. Double Wookiees with battle shield, prepare supplies, and tenacity. So no O push for
Okay.
point's
I'll
sake.
pull that off of him. Yep.
Yeah.
No
Yeah.
problem.
Cody, naked.
Okay.
Two DC-15 phase ones. And then boil in a phase two with a mortar.
All right, let me do it.
You're at 800 on the nose. You are at 8 activations, and I understand that. But hey, your first, you know, your first activation of every round is going to be pass.
Yeah.
Pass. And then you go. And then what that allows your DC 15s at that range. So the dice are great. But really, to me, what is more important with that lat die pool, what's the lat missing? It searches on defense. It doesn't search on offense. So if you fire support your DC-15s or your mortar, either one has critical one. So now you're getting critical one on there with your bunker buster die pool on there on top. So you're guaranteeing wounds through. Oh, I shouldn't say wounds, sorry, but crits through, because you're going to get at least one surge, surely, unless your luck is just horrible. And Boyle's going to keep your phase ones alive. So yes, again, you're going to have the 8-act issue, but it's going to be a lot tougher 8-acts in my mind. But anyway, 800 on the nose.
I'm not opposed to that. I like that. And I mean, in my, you know, my version was just trying to like stuff my activation count, right? But I do like
Oh,
the
for sure.
idea of fire supporting the lats a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so let's work on some command cards. So I think you go synchronized offensive.
You have to go, yeah, gotta be synchronized offensive. Honestly, I think it's probably, well, yeah, let's go through it. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
What do you think? Bring it down?
Yeah.
Or ambush?
So bring it, let's re-bring it down, because we've not talked about it
Yeah,
on the
so
show,
during his
so.
activation, Cody may perform his free actions up to 2 times. When a friendly unit declares an attack against an enemy unit that has an observation token, you may spend the token. If you do, the attack gains suppressive. If the enemy unit is a trooper unit and if the enemy unit is a trooper unit and impact one, if the, yeah, I think that's,
I think you absolutely, because then let's, while you're doing that,
yeah,
let's argue you're fire supporting. So now you're going to have, let's just say you get into your range bands the way you want it, and you get a bunker buster shot.
Yep.
That's now going to be fire supported. So you're going to have critical one with a, now at this point, a great die pool with blast with suppressive if it's against a trooper.
Yep.
Yeah, I think absolutely.
Yeah. So I think the next one is, I think he put an air support in.
Yep. 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 Yep.
And I think he put push.
I think, yeah, that's probably fair. The only thing I like about Have I Ever Let You Down is using it with Boyle, because Boyle can get it. And then if he guardians and takes a wound off a guardian, it triggers off of that.
That's all fair. I just, in my head, and I think we've, you know, when we talking about this before, like, the showstopper are the heavies, the lats, right? So I want to
Yes.
make sure I can get
Yes.
them orders, and this in no way gets them orders.
That's
So I'm
fair. No,
hanging them out
that's
during a
yeah.
turn, which I really don't want to do.
Absolutely
Well,
true.
both my turn twos hang them out to dry, right?
Yeah.
Even though we have direct, you still, you know.
That's still one. That's one. So then your other one is still in
Right.
the bag.
Right. And you don't want
Yeah.
to do that for both your two pips. In my that's you know, my
Actually, I'm sorry. No, your air support. Air support, you'd be fine.
Well, no, because he's
Because
a
you.
field commander.
No, but you don't have
Oh,
to have
right.
the order to
That's
do
right.
air support. It's just in addition to. So you give the order whoever you want, and
That's
air
right.
support just triggers off of clone trooper or field commander.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
that's what I'm saying. So you can still give the order
Yep.
away, fine. And then you tar Cody wouldn't get target. That's the only
Right.
thing, but whatever.
Yeah,
But yeah.
so then I would go assault and
Yep.
probably combined arms.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, because that's just so there's four orders in combined arms, which is just great. Plus, the ability is nice too. I mean, it's again, especially if you're fire supporting, like we talked about, because then you're able to move up, which is
Yeah.
great. But
So combined arms is two troopers, two vehicles, which in this list gives you six activations. Order, you know, face up. He may
yeah.
perform his free actions up to two times. When a friendly vehicle declares an attack against an enemy unit that has an observation token, they may spend the token. If they do, their attack, a friendly clone, after the attack, a friendly clone trooper at range one of that vehicle may perform a speed one move.
The other thing that we kind of glazed over, we threw it in there rightfully so, but it should be discussed because of how good it is with this combo, is synchronized offensive. It's already on there on your list. But remember that with the onboard comms, because of the wording of onboard comms, so just as a tangent, with this normally comes up with comms relay. Comms relay means you give away your order, right? Whereas onboard comms is you get one, you give a free one, but you still keep yours. Important to note, because you can only be given an order once per activation phase or order command phase, whatever. So but you can't give it away and then get another one. Anyway, so go back to synchronized offensive is after friendly vehicles issued an order, choose a friendly clone trooper at range 1 to 2, and issue that unit an order. So potentially with a one pip and direct, you're going to give orders to your lats who are going to automatically give ones to your Wookiees. But then also are going to shoot over to probably your fire supporting clones, most likely. And then the only people that are left in your bag are probably Cody and
The
either
face.
Boyle or one of your, depending on your ranges and things like that. But yeah, a Cody and a core. That's it on a one pip,
Which
which
is
is
great.
disgusting. It's disgusting.
And I mean, and that's the thing, right? Like, so when we're looking at lists like this, really, and to Tim's point, you know, with the eight activations, one of the things that we're doing is doing this great order control off of a list that seems like comes out of nowhere, right? So you know, what was it, 3 or 4 of your, maybe 5 of your turns, you're
Yeah.
gonna have anywhere between 5 and 6 face up order tokens,
Yeah.
which is wild. That's
Yeah.
great order control for clones.
Oh yeah. Well, and remember too that it also allows you, depending on what you're trying to do, depending on your situation, this is where it comes situational, it's kind of harder to predict. But you don't have to fly your lats right in. Like you can hold them
No.
back and like you want,
Yeah.
if arguably your first turn or two, you want to hold them back and like you fly in, maybe you get a shot off at your range 3 or something like that. Like you don't just run and dump
Right.
because then you're probably gonna die.
Well,
Whereas if you run in, drop your guys in
yep.
and then let your fire supports come support you, literally fire supporting. Now you're hitting with your entire list
Yeah.
all at once. So it's the same temptation we've talked about before of the speeder bikes, right? Where like people want to run speeder bikes right into enemy lines, and that's a great way to get your speeder bikes killed. No, take your time, move up maybe once, get a shot or dodge, whatever, and then just be ready for when they come
Agreed.
to you.
Yeah, this isn't I think there's it just all depends on how your opponent deploys and what your objectives look like. But
Agreed.
most of the time, and this is how I treat any heavy list, my heavies, anytime I have a double heavy list, and this goes for all the transports that we've talked about over the last month or so, is they I always want them to have orders because I always want them to go last for the most part. And so in this, for instance, you may have Wookiees with orders inside the lats, and you just order the Wookiees to just like, dodge or something or whatever, and they just hold inside the lats. And then if you feel like you can move the lats into position to disembark the Wookiees the next round, then you do it, you move it, and then, hell, you could your first round, you could play one of the you could play combined arms, and get, so now you got all these orders, and then maybe you move up, and you, if you can get into position, maybe on your second turn, you're playing your one pip synchronized orders so that you can go first and you just start erasing things, like right away.
No, that's absolutely true.
So.
It's a lot. Again, eight activations, it's a little scary, but I think for clones, honestly, I think you probably get used to it unless you're going to run bare bones clones. Most clone lists, I think, are eight. If you get nine, it's great, but
Well,
a lot of times because of the tech you want to put on them, you get eight.
and I think out of all the factions, they can survive eight activations. I think a lot of
Agreed.
my padding when I'm talking about, when I'm talking about activation padding, I think a lot of that comes from Rebels
Sure.
and like and droid play that I've been, that I've done, where I'm like, oh no, these guys are gonna get wiped off the board. I gotta pad my activation so I at least have stuff left. Where with clones, it's not as much a, we're talking about it now, but it's not as much of a concern because it's, they're strong, they're hardy boys.
That's no, it's absolutely true. And listen, there isn't a, we could have a whole nother episode on this, which we don't have to, but there's a whole nother argument to be made for you could run Anakin Lat with Cody and things like that, and then that gets all kinds of fun things going on where Anakin's getting a free order with direct now. Basically, you're directing Anakin and it gets nuts. So I don't think that a lot of people run, myself included, run the lat in the Republic. But I don't think that means that we shouldn't.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And that's what these episodes are for, right? To show you what's possible, what your imagination can handle.
You say imagination. I was going to say a peek into madness, but yeah, sure. That's fine.
Well, every day with me is a peek into madness. You should know that by now.
It's an autobiography title.
Yeah. I mean, based on our RPG podcast and the stories I come up with that.
Oh, it's so fun though. It's so fun.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that was a good episode.
It
We
is
did
because
it.
now I'm thinking like, dang, do I want to bring a lat now? Like yes. I only have
Exactly.
one, but
Yeah.
actually I have two, but I only have one base because I lost a base for mine. But
Well,
yeah.
that's the thing. I've been with Golden Sprue. I'm streaming, but I've been like trying to figure out what army I wanted to bring because I figure I might be able to get a game or two in here and there, but yeah, I'm really excited about that. I've got some cool like really interesting board games and like card games I want to bring for like after hours stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring I have a duffel bags that we bought specifically for Gen Con actually, which is
Oh
around the
yeah.
corner, FYI.
Gen
That
Con?
are great. No, sorry. Registration for Gen Con is around
Okay,
the
all right.
corner. Excuse me.
I was like,
I'm sure that's going
you mean
to
it's 6 months, 8 months, 7 months,
be,
whatever it is, yeah.
the initial ticket sale. How about that? Well, it's still going to be around the corner before you know it. But yeah, but getting those board game bags has been great because they're made to carry your stuff, and so it's easy to throw everything in there and take it somewhere. So, cool.
Love it.
Love it.
All right, well,
Watch me
hey.
bring a lat to Golden Sprue now. So.
Hey, folks at home, If you want to get in on our earlier segments and join the mailbag or have us review a list, join us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/thefifthtrooper. You can join at the $1. There's a $1 a month level. It's $12 for the year to just support us and get in on the conversation on the Patreon. We have all kinds of crazy stuff going on in there. So you could join us and maybe you'll hear your mailbag or your list being torn apart live on the air.
Lovingly critiqued.
Nothing that I did in that was loving.
I don't think you were as harsh as you think you were. It's okay.
Yeah. I wasn't as harsh as I wanted to be, if that meant.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Listen, this is bad cop and worse cop.
These are people that are giving us their hard-earned money, Jay. Shut up. Yeah. Anyways. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for supporting us. And tune in next week.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.